This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
This is your last podcast intro for 3 weeks. So, Emma Nolan, take it away.
So, yeah, today's Monday the 16th. 1, 2, 3. I would say, actually, 3 weeks and 2 days.
Whew.
I don't think I'm going to be back until the 8th of April.
I forget what you look like.
I know. It's going to be weird. It's the longest we'll have spent apart in years, really.
It will be, actually. Yeah.
Honestly.
That's true. I never even thought of that.
I was thinking about this the other day on the way home. My you know, you're thinking about something and then you don't realise you're thinking about it. And then you're like, oh, I'm thinking about that. Cool. I was thinking about our friendship, right? And how I probably talk to you more than anyone.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of like conversations that we have, I'm probably in more like conversation with you more than anyone ever.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah, that's true.
Because I was
actually,
like, yeah, me and Dave don't really hang out outside of work. And I was like, why would we need to?
We see each other every every minute of the day.
We speak for 3 hours. And obviously, yeah, delighted to see outside of work and we go for a drink or whatever. But my point is like, we speak so much.
Yeah, it's mad.
I speak to you more than Emer. I probably speak to you more than Jack.
Yeah,
I
definitely speak to you more than I speak to Pippa. Like,
isn't that mad?
Because like, I don't see Pippa every day. I see you every day.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
And the amount of time that we talk, as in sometimes you might be hanging out with your friends, but you're on your phone or you're Dustin or whatever, whereas like, we talk so much.
Yeah, we do.
We do talk.
What's
talk
nuts
so much.
Is like, how long we've known each other.
Mm.
Known each other longer than me and Pippa have known each other.
Same.
I've known you longer than, I've obviously known Fiona.
I've known you longer than Emer.
I've known you longer than anyone in this building.
I know.
I'm probably the same for you, am I?
Look, I did this all on purpose. I was just trying to make you emotional before I leave, and for you to remember, and for you to remember that. Don't forget me, okay?
Okay, I won't.
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
I'll see you in 3 weeks, and don't listen to the show.
No, I don't think I will.
Don't not as in like that sounds like we're going to be talking about you. I just mean just enjoy your holiday.
Oh, yeah, no, I won't. Yeah, I'll see the clips online. And
yes,
you'll have an absolute ball. You will find out in the show who will be standing in with Dave for the next few weeks. An absolute legend. Have a fantastic time. See you in 3 weeks.
Bye.
Let's go. With Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Hello. How are we?
What's going on?
It's Monday.
Welcome to a brand new week.
It's the 16th of March.
It's a short one.
It's a lovely short one.
We'll get through it together.
It's a short one in
okay,
the middle.
Okay, let's go.
We do today, we don't do tomorrow, and then we do Wednesday. Okay, let's
go. We didn't plan this.
No, we didn't actually. I've had a little insight into what life might have been if I did a bit of waitressing at all in my time. I always avoided it. It was very popular among my friends.
Think it is, without a doubt, the hardest job.
I agree.
Like, how people carry
so many
that many
things.
Plates. But like, you know when you go to, when they pick up the plate and they're like, Grand, I'll get that. And I'm like, right, they're going to stop there. And then they keep going and put more plates on plates on plates on plates. I'm like, you
also,
are mental.
Do you ever think that, like, it's really brave of them to touch dirty plates?
I would
sometimes
never.
I'd be like, that's gross.
Do you know when you're scraping your own food into the bin
and
you touch
like,
a little bit of rice and you're like, I'm going to die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're so brave. But yeah, I never did it because I just break everything. I'm way too clumsy to carry things. But yesterday,
I think waiters should be allowed to wear gloves. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Like, plastic gloves. I wouldn't be offended.
No.
I'd be like, I totally get that.
Like, that looks like gravy dishes.
Yeah,
and all. And then they somehow managed to keep their uniforms spotless despite.
Yeah.
Anyway, amazing. Yesterday, I had a little insight into that life because I was hosting breakfast for the girls at 10, okay?
Okay.
Which was fine. They came over for brekkie. I had it all prepped. The table
was
set.
Oh, sorry, in your own gaff.
In my own house, But like, I dressed the table and all. I even put out mats.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do that very often.
Okay, yeah.
And a table runner.
We recently bought a load of new glasses specifically for when people come over for breakfast.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, do you do breakfast dates in your house a lot?
Yeah, but like if there's like family over or something.
I get you. Yeah, you want to bring out like something that
the
is
nice stuff, yeah. We don't want to give them a pint glass of orange juice.
I get you. Yeah, that's the story of my house as well. So then the girls literally left and it was time to get ready for the next serving and it was lunch for Jack's parents.
Okay.
They were due.
Oh my God.
By the time the girls left and Jack's parents arrived, there was like 45 minutes in it. So as I was taking out the sausages, Jack was putting in the chicken. Do you know
my
what I mean?
My God.
And the turnover for the kitchen
that
was...
That kitchen must have smelled amazing.
Oh, it was pretty good, yeah. Redo the table, reset everything, get the dishwasher unloaded, blah, blah, blah. Girls out, mothers in, flowers on the table for Mother's Day. Hello!
Oh, my God.
Again. It's busy, lads.
You had parents over for Mother's Day.
Well, you see, we're off to Thailand tomorrow. Sorry to rub it in.
You're so grown up.
But Jack's parents are staying with us because they're going to mind our chamois for a while, the dog.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
They're doing the first 10 days. You know, it's good to share as grandparents.
Okay.
So the first 10 days, Jack's parents are... Yeah, that's how they feel. Because before, Jack's parents were like, this is embarrassing. We can't just let Emma's mother parents do all the work for Seamus. We have to play. So they flew over from England.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
To mind Seamus for 10 days.
I love them.
I know they're great, Let's go. Noah Kahan with The Great Divide on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. In case you weren't with us on Friday, you might not know the news. We launched Ireland's very first K-pop station at Spin. It's called Spin K-pop, streaming now on the Go Loud app. Had a big weekend, guys. Big weekend. It was my friend Megan's birthday, so she was in Dublin for the weekend.
I thought you were going to go down to Limerick or something, or was that last week?
That was a couple of weeks ago. We went down to visit her, but she came up to us this time, and she was dying to do a drag brunch. She's never done one, neither have I, to be honest. And I was like, Grant, let's make that happen. So we went to Wigwam.
Is this the thing that all the people are getting annoyed at?
No.
The drag brunch shouldn't be allowed.
Who says
shouldn't
that?
Be allowed. Think of the kids.
Who says that?
I don't know, a lot of mentalists.
Oh, really?
So this is... It's like a place you go for breakfast and there's drag people doing karaoke, is it?
Ah, there's a bit of karaoke, but there's huge, like, amazing performances and games, and it's just absolutely hilarious, Grant, to be honest. Yeah, it was in Wigwam, so we were booked in on, like, a later brunch time. They do them, like, all afternoon, I think. But ours was at 3:30. So we arrived in, 99% women, as you can imagine.
Yeah,
you know?
I'd imagine so.
But a lot of people, and I loved this, were bringing their mas out for Mother's Day.
Okay.
So they were doing the drag brunch with their mams or whatever. And then you could see, so there was two drag queens on hosting duties, and they could notice the regulars. They were like, you're back again up from Roscommon, yeah.
Stop.
yeah. No drag brunches in Roscommon, no, you need to come here for it or whatever. But look, by the end...
Probably, as a drag artist, you'd probably remember Roscommon people. But, yeah.
They made that joke several times.
I was about to say.
You're the most homophobic county in this country. But no, it was absolutely
only technically
amazing. Yeah, considering what went on years ago. But yeah, such a laugh. I can't tell you. I want to go to this drag brunch every single weekend. Talk about elevating an experience. There was games. It was my friend Megan's birthday, so she was picked on in the best way with all the others that was birthday. There were two straight lads who were brought, and they got...
By their girlfriends or something?
By their girlfriends, or just by their friends, or just people who didn't really know there was a drag brunch happening.
Okay.
So, as you can imagine, they had a great time. They were spoiled rotten across the evening.
Oh, all the attention.
But one of the games was hilarious. They all had to stand up and take a drink, right? And the idea was that the drag queens had said, one of those drinks is pungent and the other three are water.
Okay.
It's up to the crowd to decide, because they have to call it to the straight
face. Ah, yeah, very good.
Which one is the thing? In the end, every single one of them was water. We were like, how did you manage that? That was amazing.
Yeah, I suppose you'd have to do that, wouldn't you? You would have to make it all water. That is clever, though. That's fun.
But I loved the drag queen's name. I loved her so much, and she was so entertaining. Her name here was, let me get it for you again, because I have her followed now on the gram. Her name is Aria Nasty.
Aria Nasty.
Aria Nasty.
Brilliant.
So, like, Aria Nasty.
Yeah,
you know?
Very good.
And I've decided that my favourite drag names, because there's those different names that are, like, kind of glamorous or fabulous or whatever, but the ones that are just punned up are, I think, the most creative of all. So, for example, some of the most famous ones. Anita Bath.
Yeah, very good.
Ivanka Trinkle.
Ivanka Trinkle.
Elevator.
Very good. I like that one.
Really good. Dixie Normus.
Brilliant.
Speaks for itself. Paige Turner.
Yeah, very good.
It's not even bold, it's just funny. Mona Lot.
Yeah. As opposed to Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lot. And Testosterone, of course.
Oh, that's good.
But I would highly recommend, if you want to have a laugh, go to a drag brunch. My favourite table of the night was a group of ladies up the back, right? They were minding their business for a bit. Then they got quite giddy as the afternoon went on.
Mm-hmm.
So the drag queen paid them some attention. These ladies... We're older ladies, okay?
Do you do like, do you just eat like as normal?
Yeah, you get your grub, yeah.
Do you get food like?
You get food. So while the food's on, they might like pause and do like a couple of amazing performances. Like we're talking splits, we're talking like backflips.
Where is
this? We're talking everything. Like in the bar at Wigwam.
Oh, it's a Wigwam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like really entertaining, but then it's after the meal that it all kind of really kicks off then. So you're fed probably at 4, you know, there's a bit of crack at the beginning, probably like a bit of music in the background while you're eating, and then it goes up a notch after you eat. But the ladies up the back, older ladies, right? Helen was my favourite. And Helen absolutely loves these drag queens, was having the time of her life. It turns out Helen was out on Saturday with her gang of girls to celebrate Helen's 83rd birthday.
My God.
And I just thought,
that's progressive. I love that.
The future looks pretty bright. My future. You know what I mean? You think, oh, 83, what would I be at? I'll be at a bloody drag brunch in Wigwam. That's exactly where I'll be.
That's
they
cool.
had an absolute cracker of a time.
Unreal.
It's 7:18. You're on Spin with Emma, David and Fiona. Here's Danny L. Harl on the team up with Dua Lipa. It's Two Hearts on Spin. Benson Boone's Mystical Magical on Spin. It's Emma, David and Fiona. And listen, we want to send you to Harry Styles in Manchester. His Together Together tour kicks off there in May. And we want to get you over there with all the trimmings and your flights and your spending money and all the rest. When you hear Harry pop up between two songs, you need to message us the word Harry on WhatsApp to 087 711 103, and if we call you back, you must answer the phone saying Watermelon Sugar High. Do that, get yourself in the draw, and you could be winning on Friday.
I was very nervous this weekend because Saturday morning I was meant to go and play golf with the lads, and it was my very, very first time ever going to be on a course.
You've been kind of closeted golfing lately, haven't you? You've been, you know, minding your business.
I've been doing a lot of it by myself on the driving range.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And just going, and I've only ever had one lesson. But I can hit a ball. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It might not go straight or far or high.
I'd say that's the biggest challenge.
It is. But I can hit the ball.
Yeah, good.
So that's I can hit it. That I'm happy with that.
Can I ask the lads you're going with then on Saturday? Are they kind of
the lads can play golf? Yeah.
Okay.
They would have a lot more.
It's a bit nerve wracking, isn't it? Because lads take the mix so much.
I don't mind that. It's just more like I don't want to annoy them, and I don't want to slow anyone down.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was kind of a little bit worried. So I to kind of counteract that, I said, "Listen, I'll drive." And they were like, "Yeah, perfect." So I started off. I went to pick up my mate Owen. And he had given me the wrong air code. So I was in Rathgar and he was in Harold's Cross.
Oh, excellent.
So, and I was like, he was like, I'm standing outside. I was like, no, you're not. Anyway, went and got him, went and got the other lad, and then we headed off down to Wicklow. So we arrived to the golf course and I'm getting nervous now. I'm like, oh God, my very first tee off. Like, this is going to be so bad.
So often on the show lately, but for like ample reason, I've asked you this question. It's not creepy, but what were you wearing?
I was
to look nice playing golf, don't you?
Yeah, I was kind of wearing just normal, like those new brown pants I got there. Yeah. Kind of like, they're
no trackies, like.
No trackies, no. And then I wore a grey top and I wore like a windbreaker over it.
Yeah,
and then I also wore a gilet. Just to look real golfy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So I went and we arrived at the golf course and there was no one else around and we were like, oh God, what's going on? So we rocked in. I'd never heard this term before. Mm-hmm. And now it's my least favourite term in the entire world. It's called a frost delay.
Okay.
Meaning that the course was frosted over.
And needs to defrost.
I'd gotten up at 6 in the morning to go and drive and pick up the lads and then drive to the course. So I was like, oh my God, that sucks. We're going to have to wait probably, what, like 15, 20 minutes? No, 2 hours. Our tea time was 8 o'clock and we weren't going to be allowed to go out.
With the hair dryer.
We weren't going to be allowed out till 10 o'clock. I was like, can we get the hair dryers out? Like, what's going on?
And is that because, like, it would damage if you were walking in the frost or what? Because I'd be so like, I'm only here for a bit of crack, lads. I don't mind if it lands on a bit of frost.
If you hit the frost...
Yeah.
Like if you hit the grass with that has frost on it, it won't grow back.
No way.
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
if you like, if you dig it up, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So that was incredibly disappointing. However, they still haven't figured out that I can't hit the ball, or can hit the ball, but not very far. Or
yeah, but it
far.
Was anxious. That was just delayed. You knew it was going to happen at some point. You'd like just get
know,
it out of the way.
I know. I was hoping to just get it out of the way.
What did you do for the 2 hours?
We didn't wait. We said no. Well, we won't. We'll leave it.
What?
So we left Wicklow, and we drove.
You didn't even do the golfing.
We didn't even do the golfing. So what did we do? We drove to Leopardstown driving range in all our gear. With the full blown.
You look like you were like, oh my God, you're such lickers. Showing up to the driving range in your gilet.
It's like going to a United match in your football boots.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed for you.
To watch it. Like, so no. We arrived.
It's like going to the horse riding in your helmet. In your boots.
It's like going to Wimbledon to have a look with your rackets, just in case they ask you.
That's so funny.
So we went and we arrived to Leopardstown driving range in our full gear, ready to play with the bags on and everything.
That's like when I was a kid going to the RDS, like with my mom, because I was so obsessed with horses, but I insisted on wearing my jodhpurs.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need to wear them on, no one's going to ask you to get up. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
What a let. Maybe it was for the best.
Maybe.
For the reason.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Sometimes you have to just look at the bigger picture and go, someone up there potentially from that today. thing. It's 7:28. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is Somber. It's Homewrecker. That is Somber and Homewrecker on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. He did a show in London recently and brought Niall Horan up on stage to perform with him, which was quite cool. They did Slow Hands together.
I feel like Niall Horan is really good at making friends with new and up-and-coming artists.
I agree.
I'd say that's really nice for them to have on their side.
Yeah, totally. Because Somber comes across to me as being, from any press I've seen of him, like a little bit standoffish, a little bit coy, serious looking.
Yeah.
But on stage with Niall, he was full of smiles.
Was he?
Happy out to lie to
himself. You would be with Niall.
You couldn't help yourself. It's Milky and Just The Way You Are on Spain with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Each and every day after 8 o'clock, we give you the chance to win €1,000 and no change there today. If you'd love to win yourself a grand, if you'd like to take on the tricky 10 this morning, then message us now.
Not that tricky, by the way.
It's not that tricky.
Really, really not that tricky. I did it this morning myself and I got 7.
Well, that's pretty good going.
And I'm tick, so you take it on.
No, you're not.
You get your 10.
Tricky in a WhatsApp. We need your messages now if you'd like to play this morning. That's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. The day before Paddy's Day, win yourself a grand. Now, she went and did it, guys. If you've just woken up and you haven't been on your phone yet, or I'd say at this point, you definitely know the news. There's no such thing as breaking news anymore. You already know. But Jessie Buckley won the Oscar.
Yay! Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
She's gone and became the first Irish woman to win Best Actress at the Academy Awards.
Do you know what I love her as well? I love about her. She's so Irish and she doesn't like pretend not to be. Do you know like the way like Paul Mescal, he's kind of, like, obviously he's Irish, but he doesn't really go on about it. He doesn't talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like when asked in an interview whether he prefers London or Dublin, he said London.
Did he?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like that's the kind of.
He did defend himself once. He was like, I think he quote tweeted like some English publication being like, who tried to claim him, being like, sorry, I'm Irish.
Yeah, I remember that. Actually.
She is so Irish. Yeah, the emotion in her speech.
Thank you so much. This is. Something.
Now, we did tell you before that our show with Shannon is in LA. She was at the Oscars. She's just wrapping up now. It's just gone midnight over there.
Well, hello from LA, guys.
Hello.
It wouldn't be like me strolling back to my hotel room at all hours, but I have the flip-flops on. I was very clever this time around. You know, I wasn't going around in the bare feet. But, guys, today was absolutely unreal. Jessie Buckley, our girl, she made history as the first Irish actress to win Best Lead Actress. And it was on Mother's Day of all of the days. When she came into the winner room, she said, this is a Mother's Day I will not forget. And she said her 8-month-old baby just started growing a tooth as well. So it's all very emotional. It's all too cute. I can't cope.
I'd say the Americans were quite confused, being like, what do you mean Mother's Day? Like, it's not Mother's Day over in America.
But it's so funny. I don't know what has Shannon more feel emotional, the historic Irish win or the fact that Jessie Buckley's kid has just started growing a tooth.
Yeah.
Now, Jessie did reference the fact that it's not Mother's Day in America.
Oh, did she?
But she said it in an interesting way.
Go on.
Let you be the judge of this, Dave.
It's Mother's Day in the UK today.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's Mother's Day in the UK today.
And Ireland.
So I would like to dedicate this to the beautiful chaos of a mother's heart.
I didn't like that.
Okay, well, look, do you know what?
I didn't like that at all.
Do you know what? I think this is what we'll do. This is what we'll do. Today, we're just going to talk about how great she is. And then in a couple of days, we'll be like, why'd she say that?
What'd she say that for?
What'd she say that for?
All you have to say was, it's Mother's Day at home in Ireland today.
But like the Americans already think we're part of the UK.
Why? Yeah. Why, so would, why you would they confuse it? You know what I mean? If I was in that audience and anyone gave me a slagging for like not understanding that Ireland isn't part of the UK,
yeah.
I'd be like, well, Jessie Buckley, who's Irish, just
said
that in her home place, it's Mother's Day, which she described as the UK. Really annoying. I think what happened was she panicked and then she just turned full Oscar.
In fairness, she did win an Oscar.
No, but I think she went full Oscar then.
Yeah.
She was like, what have I just said?
This is the greatest honour. I can't even believe it. Gurv Mila Mila Mahagut Slán.
I think she just Gurv Mila Mahagut Slán. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Shannon said that she will be partying big time tonight. Not just Shannon, Jessie Buckley.
She said she will not be sleeping tonight. She's going to be up all night partying. So I'm going to be walking around now, trying to sneak into an after party and hopefully bump into her. Fingers crossed, guys. Light a candle, say the rosary, do all of that stuff. But I have to go. fix me face because I look like a mad woman. When she got announced for winning, I jumped up and I screamed the place down and everyone was like, what's going on with her? And I was like, I'm Irish. And then they were like, all right, okay, okay. So yeah, it's safe to say, guys, the Irish have taken over Hollywood and I couldn't be more proud. Right, go on, chat to you.
Go on.
Thanks, Shannon. At least she didn't say the UK have taken over Hollywood.
Oh, God, I can't believe that.
I'm disappointed.
That sucks.
Yeah. Listen, would you like to win €1,000 in 20 minutes time? You need to take on the tricky 10 to do so and get all 10 correct. Tricky in a WhatsApp message us now, 087-711-1038. Here's new Ella Langley.
Love this.
This is Spin.
Just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee, I should have known better than to take him back to Abilene.
Harry Styles, you want to go see him? Of course you do. He's playing in Amsterdam because he's not coming to Dublin.
Boo.
For some reason. So we want to sort you out with your return flights, your transfers, 2 nights living it up in luxury in a 4-star hotel, your dinner, your drinks, tickets to a top Amsterdam tourist attraction and €500 spending money.
Okay, you know what you got to do if you've been listening closely. You must answer your phone that very particular way, okay?
Do not say hello.
Let's do this thing.
Come on, one and done.
Come on.
Hello?
Oh, Kira, you had to answer your phone.
Oh, no, watermelon sugar, hi.
Sorry.
Watermelon sugar, bye, Kira.
I'm sorry, hon.
Bye.
Oh, God, that's too heartbreaking. Let's go again. Come on, come on, come on.
Another one.
Don't say hello.
Watermelon sugar, hi.
Oh, 18.
Oh, very good. You kind of got there in the end.
I did, yeah. Still half asleep.
Fair enough, fair enough.
18, worth waking up for. Well done. You're on the standby list. You could be going to Harry Styles. You'll find out Friday, okay?
Congrats, 18.
Amazing. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Stay listening to win. Harry Styles could pop up at any point throughout our show. Same with Michaela Hayes and Steve Kay and Jamie and Faye later this evening from 7. When you hear them, mess just the word Harry. Answer your phone with Watermelon Sugar High. Get yourself in the draw to win this Friday.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, what's going on? Do you know what I realised? Mother's Day, easy. Easy.
What do you mean easy?
It's easy when it works out, now, in fairness. It's easy because my mum and dad were staying down in Inchdonny.
Oh, they were away for the weekend.
Yeah, they were away for the weekend. And
what was the occasion?
They were away for a wedding.
I was going to say, did your dad go, I can't handle her disappointment. I'll book her a weekend away on Mother's Day.
Oh, I appreciate that. No. They were at a wedding and then they decided to extend their stay.
Good
so they
them.
Went down and stayed in Inchdonny, which actually, I don't know where that is. I think it's Cork. Anyway, so I rang up Inchdonny Hotel.
No, you didn't. Go on, you good thing.
And I said, listen, would you do me a massive favour? Would you be able to put flowers in the room from all of us? No problem, she says. She rings up the local florist.
Yeah.
She comes back to me with a price.
Yeah.
And she says, no problem. And they arrive on Saturday
Wait
evening.
Wait now, that's fab. So the hotel actually take that on. That if you, so did you have to go and order the flowers?
Or no.
They did. That's a very good service.
So I rang them and I said, I rang into Danny and I said, can I put, and she said, how much do you want to spend? And I was like, how much do you spend on flowers?
Yeah.
How much do you spend on flowers?
I don't really buy flowers, but I'd say the average, they're pricey as
they're
hell.
Pricey.
Like 35 to 45, sometimes
so
higher.
So I said 50 to 60 quid.
That's very gentle.
Like, you know, I mean, that's why, it's my mother after all.
It is true, Dave. So I said, definitely said, revolute me there, Sophie and Sean.
I did, yeah. 50 or 60 quid.
That's a good bouquet now, though.
So, and I gave her my card details. She spent 55 and she bought the most wonderful flowers, got them delivered from the florist and put them up in my mum and dad's room.
That lady deserves
incredible?
A really good review.
I know.
On that
Absolutely incredible. I thought it was really, really cool.
Go on. So what was your, was your ma in the room and then they knocked in or? I love surprises.
Mom and dad were in the room and I didn't know what was going to happen because I thought maybe it would come the next day or whatever, but it came on the Saturday and dad texted me and he was like, she's absolutely speechless.
So oh, Dave.
I was buzzing with myself.
That is lovely. Well done.
Thank you.
The team up with Olivia Dean, Rain Me In. This is Spin. Hello.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Never get a person to rein you in. Be Yourself.
That's what it's all about, that song.
Yourself.
It's
don't
really
worry.
Connected with some of my friends, you know, that song. The girls who are just like, don't be trying to put me in a box. Don't be trying to hold me back. Don't rein me in. It's great, isn't it? It's actually such a beautiful song. Welcome on in. It's Monday. Let's kick off a brand new week of the Tricky 10. If you would like to get on across the week, you're more than welcome. 087 711 1038. If you get all 10 correct, you'll win €1,000 on the spot this morning. On to play this Monday is Stephen.
Stephen.
Did you do anything nice for the weekend?
Well, let's see. We went to a lovely brunch for Mother's Day.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
And do you have anything on for Paddy's Day, or are you just going to enjoy the day off?
Dunleary. Run in for the parade.
Nice. Very nice. That'll be good, Stephen. Now, Stephen, are you Stephen with a V or a PH?
A V.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Thank you very much.
I prefer the V.
There's no point making things more complicated than they have to be. Yeah.
I feel like we don't get many Stephens with V's, though, in Ireland. And I feel like the last time we had a Stephen on, I also asked them if it was a V or a PH. Are you that Stephen?
Absolutely. I think it was me, yeah.
I think
it was you.
I think it was.
Oh my God, Steve, your memory is unbelievable.
And Stephen, was it on the Tricky 10?
No, it was not,
What was it on?
I think the quick questions,
Shortest quiz.
Oh, yeah, very good. Very good.
Okay, you're probably on with millions of other people. I love that you found the time
to ask him if he was V or PH.
Yeah, classic.
All right, Stephen, let's see if we can get you €1,000. When you play the Tricky 10 at home, how do you do?
Okay.
You do okay. Do you ever get 10?
Yeah. No, but I'm trying.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you there today. Who do you want to ask your questions this morning, Emma or Dave?
I don't mind.
Okay, no bother. Emma will ask your questions. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions, Stephen. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. Make sure and give it a guess. There's a prize for the best score at the end of the week. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, you will win €1,000. Now, obviously, it's a new week, meaning it's a new leaderboard, so you automatically will top it. But let's see if we can get you a high score to win that €1,000 if you get 10 and the prize if you just get the highest score. Stephen, are you ready to play?
I am, yes.
Let's do it.
Wishing you the very best of luck, Stephen. Deep breath. Let's go in 3, 2, 1. What is 3 plus 3 plus 3?
9.
The men's Euros football competition was held in Austria and Switzerland in the year 2000 and what?
7.
Calvin Harris is playing how many gigs in Dublin this summer?
3.
On a 24-hour clock, what time would it be at 1500 hours?
3.
How many letters are there in the word lettuce?
6.
The 2008 rom-com starring Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon was called What Christmases? Have a guess.
9.
May is what number month of the year?
5.
What is the highest value on a traditional dice?
6.
How many studio albums have Coldplay released?
8.
What number Dublin bus has the journey from Shaw Street into...
Ran out of time.
Okay. That's okay.
All right. How do you think you did?
Terribly.
Do you think you did terribly?
Probably.
All right. Well, let's, Stephen, let's count them up.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey!
A score of 4. It is a pass. 40%, Stephen. 40%. You do better at home, I presume, when you're listening.
Yeah, more than likely. Yeah.
And also, some of them were very tough questions. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. The men's Euro football competition was held in Austria and Switzerland in the year 2000. And what? You said 7. It was actually 8.
Yeah.
Calvin Harris is playing how many gigs in Dublin this year? You said 3. It was 2. One on the north side and one on the south side. How many letters are in the word lettuce? You said 6. The answer was 7. The 2008 rom-com starring Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon was called What Christmases? You said 9. The answer is 4 Christmases. And how many studio albums have Coldplay released? You said 8, and the answer was 10. A score out of 4 out of 10. Not too bad, Stephen.
Not at all, sir.
Okay, fair enough. That's something.
Enjoy
thank you very
your
much.
Day tomorrow in Dunleary, and thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye. If you'd like to play Wednesday, we won't be here tomorrow, then message us the word tricky to 087 711 103.
You won't be here on Wednesday.
No.
You're gone for 3 weeks.
I am, baby.
And I'm going to get pretty lonely in here for the next 3 weeks. I couldn't do it on my own, could I? I couldn't possibly. No.
But it'd be nice to have some company.
No, it would be nice to have some company. So we have an announcement coming for you in about 5 minutes' time. Huge announcement. Huge.
Right.
Wonderful. Amazing announcement. Fantastic. Stay with us. 5 minutes. Huge announcement on the show.
Right now, though, Mal Smith and Niall Horan. This is Drive Safe. You're listening to Spin. Hello. You're listening to Fully Charged. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Good morning. What's going on?
Now, tomorrow is Paddy's Day, and tomorrow is the day that I set sail
This is insane. I can't believe you're leaving me for 3 weeks.
I know. I am sorry.
Like, the other one just left me and you're decided, nah, I'm going to go on holidays. Is that, you could only last a couple of weeks and you have to go on a 3 week holiday. Was that it?
It's been very stressful since Fiona left. I know, I'm only buzzing off you. Heading off to Thailand for a few weeks. Yeah, the show is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fiona's on mat leave. I'm away for a few weeks. We obviously can't be leaving our Dave on his own.
Yeah, and it's not like we could get Callum on. Sure, the English accent, we'd have to lose all our listeners. So what I've decided to do is, instead of an English accent, I've decided to bring in a man with a Cork accent. Woo! To fill in for you while you're away for 3 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Padraig Wilson-McCarthy!
Guys, thanks for finally letting me in.
And you are correct, that is Padraig from the news.
Yeah, I'm the news, yeah, exactly right. I've been staring at G through this window for about 2 years waiting to be let in here. And you know what? It is as cosy as it looks.
Yeah, it's like smelly though, but don't worry, she's leaving for 3 weeks.
It's not as smelly as the newsroom.
Hey, you are so welcome. We've been massive fans of you for ages.
Thank you, likewise.
It's so nice that everyone listening is going to get to know you for the next while. Are you buzzing?
I'm absolutely buzzing. Do you know what, right? I've never been on a lad's holiday before, right? And I don't know what it's like.
That's a great way, right, of describing it.
But I kind of feel like I'm going on a lad's holiday. I feel like I'm in the airport. I'm getting ready, you know. I have one pair of jocks in my bag.
And I've printed off his boarding pass, and it's the size of a genuine billboard.
Yeah, absolutely. You both dolls and everything.
You know what? You might end up in a chicken costume by the end of this 3 weeks. You just
idea what's going to happen over the next 3 weeks, but I'm so excited.
Now, you obviously do have a lot of radio experience and things like that. So this show is very fast paced. It's not like any other radio show in the world.
No, I know it. I know
so,
it's not.
So what are you going to bring to it besides your Cork accent?
Well, all I have is the Cork accent to bring at the moment, but we'll find out tomorrow.
It's fake. He's actually from Walkinstown.
It's all fake. Yeah.
Obviously, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. Padraig and Dave will be on the show for the next few weeks.
Not tomorrow, though. We'll do that on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I think
I'm off tomorrow. Is that okay?
Is it tonight the night that you and you're going for a few drinks?
It is. Yeah.
Just a little bit of bonding.
Team building. And I think it's a great idea.
We're getting receipts so we can give them to the boss.
Yeah, that's great. I've never been in a job before where you could do that. So I think this is fantastic.
Stick with me, kid. With me.
You see? Stick with the top dog.
Already they're taking over. I didn't hear a word about the drinks.
You don't need to get to know Padraig. He won't be covering.
I like Padraig. Listen, obviously, you know, Dave is a precious man. He is a king.
I've noticed.
There's just a few
things. There's two short kings in the room now.
Thank God.
I just want to guide you with over the next few weeks.
We have to just double check who's shorter, by the way.
It's definitely me.
Is it?
It has to be.
I'll let you take that title.
We'll let you know, Anna. On Wednesday.
That's okay. Right, here we go. Scenario number one now, okay? Because the one thing you don't want is to get Dave in a bad mood.
Okay.
So, scenario number one. You drive into the car park on Wednesday morning. You realise you must be in before Dave, as there's no sign of his car yet. Oh my God, yeah! There's one free space left really close to the entrance. Perfect! Do you A, reverse park like a boss and strut up the road to work, or B, find another spot because Dave deserves that spot?
Now, I'll say one thing, right? I'd probably beat you in a parallel parking competition. I'm unbelievable.
Instantly,
right?
We have content for next week. Right? Instantly.
Not a lot of people will know this about me, but I could park on top of a pinhead.
Okay.
Right? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm really, really good. But I'd rather drive home, park the car there and walk back in than take that parking space off Dave. There's no way.
That is correct answer. Well done.
We're on a roll.
And if that goes for everyone who parks in Drury Street, if you see that there's a car parking spot by the entrance, that is mine. Do not park in it.
Yeah.
Unofficially. Just to say as well, sorry, that's amazing. Can we, next week on the show, damn, I'm not going to be here. I want to stay and do this.
You can listen.
Can we look for the most difficult places in Dublin to park and send you out to park there in one go?
It would be so easy.
Yeah, we're going to be straight to Portobello to Lennox Place or something like that.
All right, here we go. Number two, Dave proudly one morning tells you his whoop age is 3 days younger than he actually is. You're so healthy, Padraig. You're coming in as being 5 whole years younger than you are. Do you A, proudly show Dave your whoop age and advise him on how to eat a little bit healthier, or B, lie and say you're actually 5 years older than you are?
Absolutely lie. I know how Dave is precious about his whoop, right? I've heard him on about the whoop before. I would take my whoop off and I would throw it away quicker.
I'm not that precious. If he was genuinely a lot younger than me in his whoop age, I'd be like, okay, I need to get to that point.
Dave, every time that you bring up the whoop, I check my whoop age just to see if there's been any improvement.
He's been on the show for like 20 seconds. His whoop age has gone up by 7 years.
Yeah. I'm aging by the moment.
Here we go. Finally, scenario number three. You're doing really well here, Padraig.
Yeah.
You're extremely under pressure one morning to get prepped before 7 a.m. But Dave has just realised that someone has taken his favourite office chair and he's quite stressed. Do you A, continue prepping your work to meet your 7 a.m. deadline? Or do you B, drop everything and think about nothing and do nothing else but help Dave find his original favourite office chair?
I have a solution. He's only a short little king like me. I could put him up my lap.
Yeah.
And we could share the one chair.
Perfect.
It's
unreal.
Perfect.
You're going to have such
I don't like being touched.
We'll see about that.
Give it till Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to have massive FOMO. Have the best crack, lads. Enjoy. And Padraig,
lads.
Thank you so much, guys. I can't wait. And Emma, have a great holiday.
Thanks, hon.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
This is Spin.
Lads, it's my Friday.
This is your Friday?
This is my Friday.
Why is it your Friday?
I'm heading off to Thailand in the morning. I cannot wait.
Is it tomorrow morning you're going?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
exciting.
In the morning.
And what's the stopovers like? What's the story? Like, you go direct?
It's 13 hours door to door, but we're stopping over in Amsterdam.
Okay, savage.
Yeah, so yeah,
how
we
long?
Obviously had to cancel our flights. Only 50 minutes, same airline.
Okay, great.
Off the plane, on the plane, off you go again.
Perfect.
Yeah, obviously, with everything that was happening in the Middle East, our flights were cancelled, so we rebooked and we're going that way. For a while there, we didn't think we'd be going. But yeah, we're heading off in the morning, not back until Easter Monday, lads. It's
Easter
crazy.
Monday.
I can't remember the last time I was off from work for so long. You know, normally it's like a 2 week or feels like a long time.
You're taking a career break. Honestly, three
it does
weeks.
Feel like that.
I'm going for 10 days in June to Crete.
And you feel like you've moved
and
to
I
Australia.
I feel like I'm honestly moving away.
Come here. With that in mind, your Crete holiday, I just want you to give kind of an idea to you listening, Dave now that is, on what kind of your ideal holiday entails.
This is my ideal holiday that I'm going on to Crete. It's 10 days, it's going to be warm, but we've booked a very, very nice hotel.
Mm.
And
when you say a very, very nice hotel, are you talking like 4 or 5 stars? Like,
it's 5 stars.
It's five, it's you five divil stars. You.
Now, right. In fairness, we're paying for it monthly. I have no money at all for the next couple of months because every 30 days, Pippa's like, that'll be however much. And I'm like, oh God, here you go. And I hand it over and it's just an awful experience. Okay. But it will be worth it when we arrive. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It'll be
five-star
nice,
luxury.
Yeah, it's 5-star luxury. It's real nice. It's by the beach. It's kind of close to restaurants, but you don't have to leave the resort if you don't want to.
Because you get everything you want.
Exactly. We got TV in the room with like channels you can actually enjoy with Netflix and that kind
not
of stuff.
Not like RT2.
With a nice balcony and that's my vibe. That's mine. It's just chilling by the pool.
You know that you're fed delicious food in the morning. You almost know the wait staff by name by the end of the 10 days.
Going,
that's your idea.
Going for breakfast, going for a nap, going for food, going for a nap, going for a swim, going for a lounge, going for dinner, bed by 10.
All inclusive. Yeah. All sorted. Okay. Well, what I'm about to do, I think, is your worst nightmare, David Hammond, because tomorrow when I go to Thailand, everything about this trip, I think, is your idea of hell.
Oh, God. And yet, you're looking forward to it.
I know, I love it. But
this is the is this the same energy as, like, Emma loves music festivals and you love
camping.
Camping.
Yeah.
And you love sleeping in a tent. Where there's
best
to me,
I've ever had.
That's quite possibly my worst nightmare.
Exactly.
Is sleeping anywhere but a comfy bed.
I think you'd bail pretty early on in this trip, but bail when you feel like
the
you've
fact
had
you have
enough.
To stop over in Amsterdam might be bailing.
Really?
I don't like a stopover. I like direct flight.
I was about to say 13 hours. Too long for you?
Too long.
Too long. Okay. So we land.
What's the airline?
KLM.
Oh, cool.
Mm, so that'll be nice. We land at 10 a.m. in Thailand on Wednesday morning, okay?
Okay.
There's jet lag. They're so far ahead. They're like 7 or 8 hours ahead. The room won't be ready until 3.
What time are you arriving?
10.
Already. I'm like, no. No, I would have booked it for the night before.
Yeah, that's what we had done. And then Jack the other day was like, by the way, I cancelled that. And
oh, for God's sake, Jack.
And he was like, there's just no need for it. We'll be grand. I was like, oh, come on. We're going to be jet lagged off our
All
heads,
you want to do is chill in
and
bed.
And lie down for a while. But no, we have to sit around Bangkok until 3.
I would divorce him. I'd marry him just so I could divorce him.
The jet lag is going to be off the charts. Then we have one night. We're just about getting our heads together. And we're off up north. We're north, should I say. We're staying in a hut in the jungle. Yeah, he's already on a flight back to Ireland.
You're staying in a what? In a where?
In a hut in the jungle.
A hut in the jungle.
Yeah.
Get me on the next flight home immediately.
I just had a look to as we were going over the bits last night and I realised a terrible error I've made. There's no air conditioning in this hut.
Do you know my idea of camping is putting up a sheet and being under the sheet in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
That's my idea of camping is being in a tent. You're staying in a hut.
In the jungle.
In the jungle.
With no aircon.
With no aircon.
For 5 nights.
Mother of God, why are you doing that to yourself?
We've booked a hike in the jungle to try and spot some wild animals.
Why are you booking a hike? Just go.
You go with a group.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Well, you probably actually could animals. You could go into some bad animals there or something.
We're going on a bamboo tree experience? You learn loads about bamboo. It's very like, versatile.
It's like when you hear you're going on a school tour and you're like, class, but it's like to a museum and you're like, this is shy. Like, it, the whole idea of it is great. Like, you're going on holidays, but you're going to a bamboo
experience.
Yeah. What is
it? We're also hoping to book into some meditation while we're over there. I'm trying to get Jack on board with the meditation.
I need meditation now with the thought of this holiday.
Then after that, here's what's interesting, David. We have nothing booked for 10 days.
Okay.
We are winging it.
Now,
across Thailand.
Now, hold on. Now, hold on, because I might have been picking that up wrong. When you say you have nothing booked, you don't mean excursions, massages, and dinners. You mean you don't have any hotels booked.
Zero. His face. Oh my God, you should see his face. The disgust.
For 10 days.
For 10 days. We're just going to wing it. See what happens.
Why?
See where the wind takes us.
Don't.
We might go left. We might go right. We might go up. We might go down.
Oh my God.
We might go to the jungle. We have zero booked. All we know is the island we have to fly home from to get a flight back from Bangkok. And that's an island called Koh Samui on the east coast. But as it stands, we could go west, we could go down. We have nothing booked.
I have heart palpitations at the thought of this. This is absolutely nuts.
After I leave my hut with no air conditioning, there might be no room in the inn in all of Thailand.
Oh my God.
Imagine that. They just say, there's actually no rooms available anywhere. You have to sleep outside with the stray dogs.
The only crazy thing, like the only thing that we do that's similar on my holiday,
yeah,
is sometimes we won't get a transfer from the airport.
Oh my God, you do!
And you don't know how you're going to get there.
An Uber.
Mother of God,
think of me.
I might actually go and book you something now. Can I? Because I'm having heart palpitations at the thought of this.
I have a busy day today and a day that I'm absolutely dreading. Now, I did mention that I'm off to Thailand tomorrow, so yeah, I have absolutely no right to complain. I realise that. However, for people who do this often, I say hats off to you. I'm talking about certain ladies and certain men who go in and do their appointments. Now, this
What's
is something
that
I've heard as a female for many years, but I've never indulged myself in appointments. I'm talking about appointments where some people would just dedicate a day or would have a few days throughout the month or every now and again where they get maybe their hair done and their nails done. They might get their laser done or their waxing done.
Okay.
They might get
all in one day or a couple of days.
Or with a couple of days, yeah. Like, I remember hearing it before and I always was like, am I really a feminine person? Because I've never really went to appointments. But today I have appointments, right?
Go on.
So, it starts today, Sandy's nails in... Actually, I've gone to their one in Terran York today because they actually have an eyebrow place there. My eyebrows are in bits. So, you know how bad I am at sitting still already, okay?
Yeah.
So getting your nails done takes a good hour, okay?
And you can't go on your phone.
Well, not really. No, they need your hands, don't they? Mm. So that's hell. I can't sit still. I find it really hard. I also left my AirPods at home.
Oh, God.
I know. I was going to listen to something, but I can't now. I have to just sit there in silence. Oh, God. And then after that, I go straight over, get my toes done. I like that because you have your hands back.
Yes.
So I can go on my phone for that. So that's actually very relaxing.
Okay.
But then from there, I go and get my brows done. That's quick. I don't mind
Dear
that.
God, this is already a very pamperful day, isn't it?
You say
it?
Pamper, but none of this is relaxing.
Okay,
then
yeah,
someone's
going
to rip my eyebrows out of my head,
yeah,
right?
No, I just mean like you'll be looking great after.
Oh, I need it badly. Yeah. I haven't got my nails done since November. Anyway, so then I need to go and get my... So that's the brows, right? So already we're in the salon from 11 and this is now about lunchtime.
Okay.
We're 3 hours in now. And then I'm getting something I've never done before. A lash lift.
What's that?
A lash lift. Perfect early quiz question. Is where they, you know, like back in the day, older ladies say, like in the 70s or 80s, could be wrong on that timeline, but they get perms in their hair. Do you want to get the really tight curls in their hair?
Yeah.
And then after a while, they kind of fall out.
Lads do it nowadays. Like, a couple of years ago, it was
one
a
of
thing.
The lads, actually, if you watch the December 10 documentary, that Simon Cowell band on Netflix, he had a perm. Anyway, they do that to your eyelashes.
Curl it.
So they curl it with the same kind of formula that they used for perms. Apparently, so your eyes, this will suit me now because I'll just go for a sleep, hopefully. They'll glue your eyes shut from what I can see, essentially.
God.
Not glue them, but you know what I mean? Like shut for like an hour and it takes that long for it to set and then you've lovely curly lashes for like a month.
I would honestly have a panic attack if I had to close my eyes.
My friend, one of my friends that will remain unnamed, genuinely had two panic attacks getting lash lifts on before.
It sounds
God
terrifying.
Help us all. So that's, I start at 11, I finish today. A 25-3.
Oh my God.
Think of me.
I will. You poor thing. Off to Thailand looking $1 million. Ah, poor
so
Emma.
So hard. Spin. On it, on it, on it. Let's go. Emma,
David Fiona in the morning.
Hello there, what's the crack?
What's up, how are we? Was it weird in your house being with an Englishman over the weekend that you were also rooting for England?
Where was I when that match was on?
Was that
yesterday or Saturday?
No, it was on Saturday.
Oh, I was out with the girls, so I kind of missed all that, and only copped on.
A very bizarre kind of day, like rooting for them.
Instagram stories and people shouting for England. I don't really get rugby, but I was like, okay, we must need England to win then. But then they didn't.
They didn't.
So they
lost
couldn't
in
even
the
let
last,
us down
the
after,
last second.
Even after we were vying
they
for them for
couldn't do
one
us a single favour.
Not.
But it
they probably lost it out of spite.
Yeah, it was very weird. Like, I was in the pub watching the Ireland match, and then the Italy match came on, and then I was like, I can't stay here any longer. I have to go home. So I just went home, got a chipper, and watched the England match, and I was screaming for England. Mm. It was a bizarre feeling. Mm. It was really, really bizarre. And then they lost, and I was like, yeah, great.
Who
fantastic.
Did they lose to?
France in the last second, like
so
literally
that means
the last
don't
second.
Win the trip.
We don't win the Six Nations. France won the Six Nations.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah, so it was France. If France lost, they wouldn't have got any points, which means we would have won. But because they got one, they won the points, so they were...
Are we a little bit predictable at being just so good at this now? Like
rugby.
Hammering Scotland and...
Yeah, no, this is kind of... it's weird because I feel like we're kind of a little bit in a transition period at the moment, but we've still played fantastically. No one was really expecting us to do as well as we did.
Oh, really?
Like, it was always going to be down to France and England.
Yeah, yeah.
But England didn't show up this tournament at all. Apart from the last game, apart from just there, like they were really, really good until the last second and they lost it.
Oh, well. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now we're waking
up, yeah. Turn up. Grandma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
All right, listen up if you are intelligent when it comes to wedding etiquette and things like that, because I am not at all. I'm coming into the stage of life now where all my friends are starting to have children and get married.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Because I remember growing up being like, everyone's turning 18, everyone's turning 21,
yeah,
everyone's got a fella. And now it's like, everyone's getting married.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we are.
So it's weird because you're starting to get letters in the post and you're like, when do you ever get post that is good news?
Mm.
So you're seeing, not that a wedding invite's good news because you know you have to pay a lot of money now. But so I just got to save the date in the post there the other day. I brought it in, I had no idea what it was, opened it up and I was just like, oh yeah, I forgot this guy who I'm very good friends with is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Totally forgot. And I started thinking, right, hotel. And
this guy that I'm really good friends with. Yeah, I forgot he's getting married.
I just totally forgot he was getting married. We don't talk about it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm there thinking, right.
Men are so annoying.
Then I started thinking, we need to go and book a hotel now. And we need to sort. And I was like, right, well, if Pippa's coming, then, like, does she pay? You know when you give a gift? Does she pay as well? I was like, no, surely not, because she doesn't know them. So and she'll be obviously coming as my plus one. So I was like, I'll just have to pay him like however much each for the dinner and all that kind of, as a gift or whatever.
Normally if you're going as like, even I was brought to Jack's cousins last summer in England, and like
you pay,
of course you contribute, like.
Yeah. So then I was like, right, grand. And then so we were going to go book the hotel, and I was like, well, it says nothing here on the save the date about a plus about a like a day two.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, do I just book the hotel for one night then, or will I book it for the two? And then I was like, and she was like, just text them. And I was like, grand. So I was writing out the text and I was like, hey man, me and Pippa are really looking forward to it, until I had to delete it because I was like, I don't know if Pippa's invited.
Oh,
it's a save the date. It was addressed to me.
Yeah.
And it's just a generic, hey, you're invited.
It doesn't even say, like, it's not an official invite.
It's not an official invitation. It's just a save the date.
Mm.
So I'm like, can I text him and be like, hey, is Pippa allowed to come, or do I get a plus one? Or I feel like it'd be weird to go to a wedding without Pippa.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm just curious, wedding etiquette. Do I have to wait until the invitation comes? Which I'm pretty sure only happens like a couple of weeks before the wedding.
I need to know. Like, especially, like, save the dates are there for a reason. Like, the older you get, the more you're like, oh my God, you want to meet up in October? I'm actually not free that weekend.
Yeah.
You need to kind of know what's happening.
So you need to know what's happening. Yeah. So I'm curious, can I just text him and be like, now I haven't seen him in a while.
It's so funny because I don't have the answer for you because I'm not very well versed. I've had my sister's wedding and my friend's wedding and that's it.
I've only been to like cousins' weddings and all.
Yeah.
I mean, and not really anyone else apart from like Fiona Frawley's wedding. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And but Fiona, like, sure, you can ask her anything.
You can ask her anything.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I don't know if wedding editor, I don't know if I can just...
Because you wouldn't know if you send the message and they're like, the absolute neck
of him. Cheek of this fella.
Who does he think he is?
I don't want to like annoy the bride. Like, do you know what I mean?
And the groom or whatever. You know, I don't have the answers, but hopefully... you listening do?
I'm trying to think, if I was getting married and someone was like, hey, is it cool? I'd probably be a little bit like, I'd probably be a bit flustered maybe. Because I'd be like, I don't know the answer. I'd have to ask the bride. I don't know is the answer. So I'm curious, wedding etiquette. Can I text my mate and be like, do I get a plus one? Or can Pippa come? I feel like it's a bit childish to be like, can my girlfriend come to this? But I do need to know.
Exactly.
I need to know how long I'm booking the hotel for, because I don't know if you're doing a day two. And I'm sure if he was doing a day two, he would have put it on the safe
and
date.
And I need to know what's happening, and if I'm going to be going to this thing on my own, I need to mentally prepare.
Exactly.
Or is Pippa invited? Okay, let us know what you think. Yes, send the message. Or no, God, wait till the save the date. Or wait until you get the official invite.
Yeah, it'll please. Anyone, weird. Any advice on this whatsoever? 087-711-1038. And voice notes are welcome.
Would he make such an idiot of himself if he sent the text?
Would it be really bad?
It's weird to have to think about etiquette and, oh, you know, sometimes. But yeah, I know. Like, it's a different
this
world.
This is a guy I went to college with. I've seen him in his worst states in the world. And now I'm like, hello, brother. How are you, man? Hope you're keeping well. Can I bring a plus one to your wedding? It's weird that we're at this age, but this is life.
Should he send the text or should he not?
Coming that age where my friends are starting to get married, and it's really weird, and because I haven't really had this before, where I've obviously gone to like Fiona Frawley's wedding and things like that, and I've gone to cousins' weddings, I've never massively been to like a friend's wedding, and I don't really know the etiquette of attending a
like
wedding.
My wedding experience, even though I've had a couple, like my sister's and my one friend so far, but like before it'd be like my mom telling me what I need to do if it's family.
Yes.
She's like, I've booked the room for you.
Yeah.
There's not a plus one, you're just coming with the family. Do you know, you wouldn't really deal with it as an adult yourself, or just at that age now where people are starting to get married.
So I got to save the date in the post, and I was just like, great, yeah, perfect. I was talking to Pippa about it. I said, right, will we book, you know, this hotel, or will we book that hotel, and will we stay the two nights in case there's a day, like in case there's a day two, do you know, what will we do here? And then I was going to text and be like, here, I'm just curious, like, is there a day two? Me and Pippa are really looking forward to it. And then I deleted that because I realised, Pippa wasn't on the save the date. It was just me. It was just addressed to me. And I was like, why would it be addressed to me and Pippa? Me and Pippa don't live together. Do you know what I mean? But I was just like,
yeah, but the actual save the date notification thing inside itself,
just, it was generic.
It didn't even say David.
No, it was just generic. Yeah, it was just, hey, save the date,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
It's hard, isn't it? I don't know. Because, yeah, you're not really getting much information there.
So
at
I don't know if there's a day two, and I don't know if Pippa's invited. Now, here's the thing. It's an American wedding. He's American, she's American. Mm. Right, but they're getting married in Ireland. But I don't think Americans do day twos.
Oh, maybe not.
They hardly don't even do day ones. Their weddings end at like 10 p.m. or something.
Yeah, early, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like English weddings. It's mad. Yeah. So they don't really do like Irish weddings. So maybe there won't be a day two. But I still need to know, is Pippa invited? And this is my question to you this morning on 087-711-1038. Voice notes are welcome. Can I just text him and ask him, do I get a plus one? Or will I be freaking him out there? Will I be putting him under pressure to say yes?
Is that the correct wedding etiquette?
It is. I just want to know the wedding etiquette.
Well, I can tell you that the vast majority of people coming in are saying you absolutely should be able to text him if he's a proper friend. In particular, I think Brian sums it up here. He says, if you feel like you can't send him a message to ask a simple question and you think he'll be offended, he's not much of a friend.
I don't think he'd be offended, and that is a good point, but I just don't want to annoy the bride, and I don't want to annoy him if he's just like, oh man, like,
I find another seat now, kind
of. Yeah, like he lives in America, so he doesn't know Pippa. Do you know what I mean? So, but he obviously knows I'm with her.
Well, I had a funny situation over the weekend. A friend of mine, Amy, she was due to go to this wedding with her fella, right? And it's the fella's friend up the country in Sligo.
Okay.
Or no, sorry, it was in Donegal. Anyway, neither here nor there, as they say. When the invite arrived in the post, my friend Amy wasn't on the invite at all. And basically, so she just always assumed she wasn't going. And then as the date for the wedding got closer, the fella was chatting to his friends and all of their partners were invited. So he kind of took it a bit personally.
Yeah.
He was like, why is my girlfriend not invited or whatever?
Oof.
And he realised
awkward
that all the lads got their on their invites were just their name. But you know, the way a lot of weddings these days have like a dedicated website?
Yes.
And when you go onto the website, all their partners' names were listed. Okay, so utter confusion, right?
Okay, so there is a website, but I didn't see like all the guests.
No, but basically what happened here was Amy wasn't going to the wedding. She just assumed I wasn't invited. Didn't make plans to go to the wedding. Then the fella was like, hey, wait a second, you actually are invited. So she contacted the guy getting married, being like, sorry, I didn't realise Amy was invited. It wasn't. And they're like, oh, when we didn't hear back, we assumed she wasn't coming, so now she's not part of the seating plan.
Oh my God.
Blah.
I'd say Amy is going to kill him.
Amy was delighted. She didn't want to be going to a wedding.
Really?
Well, like, she didn't really know anyone, did she?
Yeah, fair enough.
She was grand.
But, yeah, like, I suppose it's just people would probably be the same. But
yeah. But I get that feeling of like, why are other lads invited, able to bring their partners and I'm not, kind of a thing?
So that's the thing. I'll send a text then.
I think we need to just treat, bring wedding etiquette to like the norm of the culture. Ask the question.
Yes.
You know? And if he's not, if he can't answer you, then he's not cool. In the middle of a second at the cinema, this is where we play you one single second of a whole movie and you need to guess what the movie is. Now, today's clip, it sounds like this.
Garish Girls.
I always get worried when I don't know because I've seen, I feel like I do nothing else but watch movies.
I know, it worries me now as well that you don't know it. I chose today's movie, so I'm feeling, today's movie, so I'm feeling the pressure here.
Garish Girls.
What is that movie? Leslie, hello, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. Listen, Leslie, that was the clip. What is the movie?
Come on.
I think it could be Titanic.
Titanic. Irish Girls.
Are you thinking that's Leonardo DiCaprio?
Absolutely.
You think it is? It's not!
No!
Unbelievable!
Oh, Leslie, great guess though.
I'm shocked.
I can see where you're coming from, Leslie. I can see where you're coming from.
I would say you're kind of on a similar track.
Interesting. Mm. Interesting. Ooh.
There's no iceberg.
There's no help, but
yeah. Thanks a million. Talk
thanks,
to you
Leslie.
Later.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Again, this is the clip for the movie.
Garish Girls.
Kayla standing by there as well. How are you, Kayla?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right, Kayla. That was the clip. What is the movie?
The Magdalene Sisters.
The Magdalene Sisters.
Oh my God.
I've never seen that.
Well, do you know what? It's definitely something that you need to watch.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really important.
What's that other movie that's similar with Steve Coogan is in it about the Magdalene Laundries?
Do you know?
Oh, I haven't a clue.
Oh, I'll have a look into it now. But yeah, the other movie that like deals with the Magdalene Laundries is that movie called Philomena, which is amazing.
That's what I was. That's the Steve Coogan one. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's amazing.
I love Philomena so much. I'm really sorry, but it's actually not.
No way. Good guess, though. Really, really good guess.
Thank you very much for that. Have a lovely day. Cheers.
Thank you.
Good
bye.
Luck.
Bye-bye. Look, we simply must get rid of this before we go at 10 o'clock.
We must.
Because I'm off to Thailand. This can't be left hanging in the air. There's four I'm Cinema Passes on the line. I've done the unthinkable and extended this clip too. 2 seconds.
You have not.
I have.
Oh my God.
Cinema in a WhatsApp right now, please. This is 2 seconds of that movie.
Garish Girls.
And I was the only one.
Oh! I have it.
Interesting.
Yeah, Garish Girls.
And I was the only one.
I think I have seen this, but it was years ago.
I love it so much. It's so gorgeous.
It's very good.
Cinema in a WhatsApp.
Garish Girls.
And I was the only one.
087-711-1038. 4 IMC Cinema passes to go on this. I'm off to Thailand. I need to get this off my desk.
She sounds so Irish there, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's class. And we are returning to a second at the cinema as we didn't get a winner this morning and I have extended the clip by a whole entire second because I need to get this off my desk. I'm off to Thailand in the morning.
Yeah, and she would be doing a full-blown apology on Wednesday, but as she said, she's off to Thailand. Mm. two seconds of a movie clip is unheard of.
Here it is.
Garish Girls.
And I was the only one.
Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, right, Rachel, you heard the clip. What is that movie?
Oh, it's Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, interesting. Do you know my granny, she's so North Dub, she calls it Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Like she puts on the cooker. She puts on the cooker and she goes, and when I went on holiday to New York a couple of months ago, she went, and did you go over to Brooklyn?
That's brilliant.
Let's see if she's correct.
She absolutely is.
Yes. Whoa. Unbelievable.
I was starting to panic there. I was like, what if no one gets this? Dave was like, is this a rogue choice, Emma? I was like, no, people will know this. I promise. Well done. You've won your way to the cinema 4 times. Did you melt at Emery Cohen in that movie as well? Tony.
No, I just remember he was really small.
Oh, John, I think he was gorgeous.
You're not like a short king, Rachel, no?
You know what? He was the shortest fella and she was this gorgeous, tall Irish girl. That's
right.
What I remember.
Oh, God, I thought he was an absolute beaut.
I must rewatch this. And you obviously you must too.
Listen, you've won your race to cinema. Enjoy that and thank you very much.
Super, thank you so much.
Good luck, Rachel, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Finally, God, my heart was palpitating there. What are we going to do?
You got it. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.